Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. There are thousands of types of wine to choose from. Different grapes, the climate and soil they are grown in, and how long they've aged can affect the taste. But as Fred Caparoso, a professor of food science at Chapman University, explains, how the wine settles on your palate can also be affected by what food you're pairing it with.
Our sensory approach to how pairing different food with different wine affects the perception of the wine we call the yin and yang of wine pairing. Man is capable of perceiving five tastes: sweet, sour, salt, bitter, and umami, or savory. In wines, human beings taste sweet or not sweet, acid or sourness. An odor or aroma in a wine is a single identifiable smell in the wine, such as cinnamon, lemon, oak, butter, vanilla, or spice. The tannins in grapes and wine create an astringent sensation in the mouth, and this comes from the skin of the grapes. But you don't have to settle for the taste of the wine. You can adjust your perception of the wine by the addition of salty or sour tastes to your food to make the wine seem milder. From a scientific perspective, aromatics enter through our mouth and nose, and the central nervous system processes this information in our brains, which allows us to perceive different flavors. A sweet or savory taste in food makes the wine seem stronger. Taste an apple with a white Zinfandel, and you'll see what I mean. A salty or sour taste in food makes wine seem milder. Taste a slice of lime with salt on it, and then taste a Cabernet Sauvignon. It's not what's on the plate, it's what's on the food that's on the plate. Enjoy.
That was Chapman University's Fred Caparoso. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.